Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 7th, 2023. I'm Rich Strappolino. TikTok announced a new monetization feature called Series, which lets creators post collections of content behind a paywall. Each series can include up to 80 videos, and each video can be up to 20 minutes long. The feature launched with select creators and will open up to more users in the coming months. At launch, creators get 100% of Series earnings, but it's unclear what a future revenue split will look like. Salesforce released Einstein GPT, an OpenAI-powered tool that will generate sales emails, answer customer questions, and create marketing content. The company also announced an invite-only beta for a ChatGPT Slack bot, which can be used to summarize channel or thread content, as well as just a general research tool. Medium opened up its Mastodon instance to all paying Medium community members. Existing Medium usernames will be reserved on the me.dm instance until March 20th. Users will also receive hand-picked user recommendations, and Medium's trust and safety team will handle moderation on the instance. The company also said it may roll out a share to Mastodon button on Medium in the coming weeks. SoundCloud began testing a vertical discovery feed on iOS and Android. With this, SoundCloud also rolled out 30-second previews. Users can like these snippets to add the full version of a song to a playlist. SoundCloud also redesigned the feed tab, which will feature the new discovery page with algorithmically suggested content, as well as a following page. The discover page will show captions saying what likes or followed artist it used to determine the suggestion. Sonos announced two new speakers. The $250 Era 100 is designed to replace the Sonos One speaker, with tweeters able to output stereo channels and a 25% larger subwoofer. The $450 Era 300 sports spatial audio and can be paired with the Sonos soundbar as rear surround speakers. Both support Bluetooth, USB-C line-in, and TruePlay tuning for room-optimized audio. General Motors announced details about its next-generation Ultra Cruise driver assistance system. The system will use LiDAR sensors behind the windshield and under the rearview mirror, have cameras on the side mirrors, and radar sensors on the bumpers, grille, taillights, and hood ornament. GM says this will cover 95% of driving maneuvers on 2 million miles of roads in the U.S., although GM still classifies this as a Level 2 system. Microsoft announced a new experimental feature for Edge called Video Super Resolution. This upscales 720p or lower quality video without DRM protection. It works on NVIDIA RTX 20, 30, and 40 series cards and AMD Radeon RX 5700 through RX 7800 cards. Currently, some users of Edge's Canary builds can access the feature. And Outlook for Mac is now usable for free. You could always download it, but until now, you needed a Microsoft 365 subscription or a license to use it. Now you don't. Bloomberg sources say Meta plans to do another round of layoffs as early as this week, potentially impacting thousands of jobs. This comes after Meta cut 13% of its workforce, roughly 11,000 workers, back in November. The autonomous trucking company Embark Trucks plans to cut 70% of its staff and shut down two offices. CEO Alex Rodriguez informed employees remaining staff will focus on winding down operations, saying, "We have been unable to identify a path forward for the business in its current form." Weight Watchers announced it intends to acquire the digital health company Sequence for $106 million. Sequence offers telehealth doctor visits who can prescribe medication. Weight Watchers plans to create programs aimed at people using weight loss drugs to emphasize additional exercise and diet options. Samsung denied a report originally published in Business Korea that it began development of its own mobile CPU cores as part of a Galaxy chip series rather than using core designs from ARM. Samsung said the report is not true, saying, "We have long had multiple internal teams responsible for CPU development and optimization, while constantly recruiting global talents from relevant fields." Intel recently re-entered the discrete GPU market with its Z GPU architecture. A lot of times when we talk about their GPUs, we're talking about their Arc consumer series, but the company also introduced Max and Flex series GPUs for high-performance computing and data centers last year. Now, Intel updated its GPU roadmap, canceling the follow-up cards for its first-generation Max and Flex cards. It also pushed back the release of what would have been the third-generation Max series cards to 2025, which will introduce a new flexible chiplet-based architecture. Intel did not provide a release window for a follow-up Flex series card. Apple announced it will launch Apple Pay in South Korea with support for in-store, in-app, and online purchases. The company also announced a new yellow color for the iPhone 14 and 14 Plus. The makers of the Remarkable 2 e-ink tablet announced a new $199 Typefolio accessory. It offers full-size letter keys, offers two screen positions, connects over the Remarkable's magnetic accessory port, and comes in ink black or sepia colors. YouTube will discontinue overlay ads as of April 6th. These ads only appear on YouTube's desktop site. YouTube calls them disruptive for viewers and said it will move to higher performing ad formats on desktop and mobile devices. And finally, mark your calendar, folks. Nothing will announce the Nothing Ear 2 wireless earbuds during a live stream announcement on March 22nd. The Nothing Ear 1 was Nothing's first released product. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.